Chapter 1. Here at last. The program you've been waiting for. This is the program I have been waiting for, but nobody wrote, so I've written it myself. For most of my life, I've carried an awful negative attitude. I didn't want or choose to be so negative. I just was. It was, and still is, a natural inclination. No one ever properly explained to me why my attitude was so negative. And no, I never really seemed to understand what my problem was, let alone offer a practical solution. There was nothing out there, I mean nothing, zip, nada, zero, that really addressed my issue. I could find no decent pool of knowledge anywhere about managing my own intense emotions. This book is dedicated to all those long-suffering souls who have been struggling for so long trying to find something written in plain language that will help them too, without having to adopt some radical alternative lifestyle. If you have been suffering and struggling for as long as you can remember with your own emotions, genuine help and real practical guidance is here at last. Blind alleys. I had to learn emotional management all by myself, through trial and error. Chasing down blind alleys, trying lots of things that did not work, making bad mistakes, blighting the prime of my life, hurting people, ruining relationships of all kinds, before finally arriving at ways of thinking, behaving and speaking that brought me happiness. I was not able to fix the past and do it all again in the right way, or mend broken relationships. But at least now I'm happy and I know what to do. Read on and so will you. At least for the remainder of my life, I won't unintentionally inflict any more needless grief on myself or anyone else. Getting to this point was very much like assembling a jigsaw puzzle. Lots of wise people and writings held pieces, but none of them had everything I was looking for. I've read all manner of books, pamphlets and online blogs, attended seminars, networked and studied, and picked up many useful things, and one or two not so good things. Unique. This is the only book I have read that in plain, everyday English really addresses the issue of managing emotions in the first half of the 21st century in the developed world. I'm rather surprised that I seem to be the only person I know who has written one. If more appear, so much the better. Any contribution to the development of mankind is surely welcome. I am not alone. Every single day I encounter people who have exactly the same problem as I had, probably thinking the same as I did, that everyone else seems to be keeping their head while mine is all over the place. I well remember being perpetually angry, tearful, frightened. It's as if there was some terrible conspiracy of silence where to admit struggling to control your emotions was like saying, I am not worthy, despite the fact that inside so many are really desperately struggling. Here at last. At last, here is the book you have been waiting for. One of us, afflicted by emotions rather than just feeling them, not only got absolutely sick of being this way, but also found the time and space to address it. Now at last, you won't have to blunder your way through life under the tyranny of your own feelings. Here, in a single volume, are all the answers, everything necessary to stop your own emotions condemning you to a lifetime of unhappiness. It was written by someone who was over halfway through an average lifespan before he even got to address the issue, and then took a few years more to painstakingly assemble all the pieces together to make a program that works for everyone. Don't accept your life being blighted like mine has been. Read on and be a new person days and weeks from now, not the decades that I needed. Robust, not invincible. Don't get me wrong, everyone gets emotional and upset. Encounter major trauma and you will get very emotional and very upset. That is normal and natural. Nothing can protect you from such things. It is not the purpose of this book to make you emotionally invincible. Even the strongest building can be ripped apart by a tornado. But some of us get blown away by even the slightest breeze. The slightest act of selfishness can drive us insane with rage. The most innocuous encounter can leave us in floods of tears. It is to these folks that my book is addressed. This book will not make you an angel, just normal. That's all the highly emotional really want, just to be able to get through the day like everyone else, to be normal. A crippling issue to live with. Being highly emotional is no joke. If you're still at school, you're in for a hard time, aren't you? Your fellow students will show you no mercy, and your teachers, harassed and overworked, really don't have the time, skills, and patience to help you. You will either be a victim of bullying, be a bully yourself, or hate the whole place so much that you will find yourself perpetually in trouble. In adult life, you will seriously suffer in the workplace. As soon as people realise that you struggle with your emotions, you will be sidelined, ruled out, and marked down. An infectious disease. It is beyond the scope of this book to explain scientifically all the causes of excessive emotion. It would not help you anyway. Knowing how to manage it is far more important than knowing its mechanism or where it came from. But what I have no doubt about is that it's bad for you to suffer this way. Not just for you, but for your loved ones, and particularly any children you're responsible for, who tend to blame themselves for what adults inflict on them. At least adults can choose whether or not to put up with you, but children, well, they're totally at your mercy, aren't they? This may well only remind you of something you're already too fully conscious of. It's said here not to make you feel worse, but to remind you that this isn't just about you, but it's about everyone that you have dealings with. And here's the greatest thing to worry about, that by your behaviour you may be passing on your affliction to your children. Fortunately, help is here, at last. No bibliography. You will find absolutely no numbered references here whatsoever, though I do drop names and quotes in the text. So why is that? Well, because it's pointless. Who reads all that notation anyway? I feel no obligation to justify my work to anyone but myself. This book is unashamedly one big, in my humble opinion, but the methods in it work. I am not out to achieve credibility in the worlds of science and psychology, although that would be nice. I am out to help people. Must mentions. Though no one before me has ever addressed this particular issue in a way accessible to everyday working folk, there are a few people whose teaching really helped me a lot. Sharon Janis's Spiritual Multimedia, particularly her book Spirituality for Dummies, first opened my eyes to possibilities beyond the rather constricting faith I had before. Ursula James was my role model and inspiration to become a hypnotherapist, and her book, You Can Be Amazing, set me on the path I've trodden on ever since. Four giants of self-help make a lot of sense and say some good things, and I recommend their books. Dr. Wayne Dyer's prolific works are always worth reading. Dr. Susan Jeffers' books are brilliant at helping to see things more positive. Deepak Chopra's take on spirituality opened my eyes to where I fitted into the universe, and Peter Russell's application of the scientific to the spiritual and radical views on the nature of consciousness clarified for me the great truths explained by Deepak Chopra. Finally, entrepreneur Brendan Burchard inspired this book into being. Thanks to you all. I took your wisdom and applied it to this long overdue work.